Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. You can view the program at these following locations: goodhouse1968.airtime.pro, goodhouse1968.net, goodhouse1968.space, blogtalkradio.com/goodhouse1968. And if you'd like to donate to the ministries, to support the ministries, if you'd like to make a donation, you can by going to goodhouse1968.name, and you can purchase a track or one of the ministries. You don't have to make a purchase. You can download for free. But if you'd like, you could make a purchase and use that as a, that'll be used as a donation. All right. Good, I petition that you open the hearts and minds of the brothers and sisters, that they're able to understand the ministries and know that we are people who are loving, kind, and righteous. We do not support revolutionaries. And this was the word of God in the Bible, not to support revolutionaries, but yet to be a peaceful, kind, and humble people. I pray that they remain this way in the name of your son, Yeshua. If they're not, I pray that they become that way. Amen. At Galatians 6, chapter 6, verse 14 says, "But as for me, heaven forbid that I should boast about anything except the execution state of our Lord Yeshua, Messiah. Through him, as far as I am concerned, the world has been put to death on the stake. And through him, as far as the world is concerned, I have been put to death on the stake." So this brother here is saying he feels as if he's been put on the stake because of the death of Yeshua. He feels he's feeling the pain that Yeshua had to go through, and it's eating him up inside, and he feels as if he's lost a part of himself. This scripture alone lets us know that the world passed away with Christ. So the desires and sin, the desires of the world passed away with Christ, and the lust for after the world passed away with Christ, because we have a new beginning of the run for everlasting life and to be forgiven of our sins without having to make an offering or sacrifice. Galatians chapter 1 verse 14 says, "Who gave himself for our sins so that he might deliver us from the present evil world system in obedience to the will of God our Father." This scripture is letting us know that Yeshua gave his life so that the world would be free of sins and have a chance at everlasting life. So we want to pick up on this chance for everlasting life. And the only thing we have to do is do things that are healthy, clean for us, and beneficial for us. Remember, the scriptures are here for reproving and setting things straight, giving us a form of righteous guidance from good. At 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, says, "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, so that we might understand the things God has so freely given us." The lust for the worldly desires has been taken away from us, and the Spirit of good or love has been given to us, that we may understand the Scriptures' meanings. So he's given us the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, that we can understand the scriptures and love our brothers as we love ourselves, or love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And this, if you do that, you won't have any problems, because you will do to others as you want to be done. At Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, "Here is how it works. It was through one individual that sin entered the world, and through sin, death, and in this way, death passed through to the whole human race. Inasmuch as everyone sinned." So we see here that because of one individual, all sin because of that individual. But yet we have to remember, it wasn't Adam who was deceived, it was Eve who was deceived. So, but their offspring, because of the sin of Eve, passed on to Adam because of his action in following after her, doing what she wanted him to do, possibly because of love or whatever they call it. But anyway, sin passed on because of both of them, and this is why we have sin today. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 25 says, Uzziah, who was delivered over to death because of our offenses and raised to life in order to make us righteous, by being a sacrifice, the word of God, or righteousness, is being taught in the world today or worldwide. So we see here that righteousness, because of the Messiah's death, is being taught in the world today. And righteousness is prevailing today because, as we see, even though we're in the last days, if it wasn't for righteousness or good, everybody will be more than likely be dead right now, in a heck of a worse condition than they are in now. So, because of righteousness in the Word of God, and remember, because of the anointed, or those who were, even the brothers and sisters today who are preaching, because of them is why the time of the end will be cut short, because no one would survive if it wasn't due to that. All right, now I'm going to begin the Bible reading. In those days, when there was no king in Israel, there was a certain Levi living on the far side of the Ephraim hills, who took a woman from Beit-Lechem in Judah to be his concubine. But his concubine was unfaithful to him, and he left him to go to her father's house at Beit-Lechem in Judah, where she stayed for some time, 4 months. Then her husband went after her to persuade her to return. He had his servant with him and a pair of donkeys. She brought him into her father's house, and when the girl's father saw him, he was glad to meet him. His father-in-law, the girl's father, kept him there, so he remained with him 3 days. On the fourth day, they got up early in the morning, and he prepared to leave. But the girl's father said to his son-in-law, "You'll feel better if you have a bite of food before you leave." So the two of them sat down and ate and drank together. Then the girl's father said to the man, "Please stay one more night and have a good time." The man rose to leave, but his father-in-law pressed him. So he stayed there again. The morning of the fifth day, he got up early to leave, but the girl's father said, "Why don't you have something to eat and leave this afternoon?" So the two men ate. When the man got up to leave his concubine and servant, his father-in-law, the girl's father, said to him, "Look, it's almost evening. Please stay the night. You see that it's getting late. Stay on, enjoy yourself, and tomorrow get going early on your way home." But the man wouldn't stay that night, so he got up and left with his concubine and his two saddle donkeys, and they arrived at Yeshiva, also known as Jerusalem or Jerusalem. By the time they arrived at Yuvish, it was nearly evening, and the servant said to his master, "Why don't we go on into this city of Yeshiva and stay there?" But his master said to him, "We won't go into a city of foreigners, which doesn't belong to the people of Israel. We'll go on across to Geba." He said to his servant, "Let's go, and we'll get to one of those places. We'll stay in Geba or Ramah." So they went on and kept traveling until the sun set on them near Geba, which belongs to Benjamin. There they turned off the road to go and stay in Geba. He went in and sat down in the city open space, since no one had offered him his home for them to spend the night. In time, at nightfall, an old man came from his work in the field. He was from the Ephraim hills and was staying in Geba. Although the residents were of Benjamin, the old man looked up, saw the traveler in the city's open space, and said, "Where are you going and where are you coming from?" He replied, "We're crossing from Beit Lachin in Judah to the far side of the Ephraim hills." "That's where I'm from. I went to Beit Lachin in Judah, and now I'm going to the house of good. But there's no one here who will let me spend the night in his home. We have straw and food for our donkeys, also bread and wine for me, my concubine, and the boy there with your servants. We don't need anything else." The old man said, "You're welcome to stay with me. I'll take care of anything you lack. Just don't spend the night out in the open." So he brought him home and gave food to the donkeys. Then they washed their feet and ate and drank. They were relaxing when suddenly men came from the city, good-for-nothing, surrounding the house and began beating at the door. "Send out the man who came home with you." It looks like I've covered this before, but I'm going to finish it out here. They demanded the old man whose house it was. "We want to have sex with them." So the ending result of this is they're going to want to have sex with them, but it turns out they're going to find out something very serious, that's not going to happen. I've covered this in yesterday's lesson, so I'm going to come off and just go into the vocabulary. I didn't have it marked, but I remember it. Hamatat, reducing, diminishing. Leshan Hamata, understatement. Ambat, bathtub. Ambat Yat Yat, bathroom bath. Abalun's im, Abalun's im, ambulance. Amida, well to do, prosperous. Amidat, stand standing. Amidut, resistance, resistibility. Amidar, state-owned public housing company controlling more than 200,000 housing units, leasing to immigrants. Amilan, starch. Amilut, brokerage. Aminat Yat, authenticity, credibility. Amitim, colleague. Amitit, true, genuine. Amito Sheldava, to tell the truth. Amitut Yat, veracity, truthfulness. All right, that is it for my vocabulary lesson. And it's time good. I petition you that you watch over and guide your brothers and sisters, give them the spiritual food they need at the time that they need, and take care of and provide sustenance for them. Offer deliverance and salvation. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen.